Chinese artist and activist Ai Weiwei has produced a film documentary about refugees around the world. He filmed a total of 40 refugee camps in 23 countries. The documentary tells about people who fled war and environmental crises. Others left their home country for religious reasons. The goal of the new film is to show how the refugee crisis affects everyone. This is just one of the many voices heard in the film.
Being a refugee is much more than a political status. It is the most pervasive kind of cruelty that can be exercised against a human being. You are forcibly robbing this human being of all aspects that would make human life not just tolerable but meaningful in many ways.
The documentary is called Human Flow. It says over 65 million people in the world today have been forced to leave their homes. Ai Weiwei used drone aircraft to film the movement of refugees. He and his crew equipped the drones with cameras to get pictures of those displaced from up high. I spoke with VOA about his project.
Human flow as always happens in the human history. It's in many cases, it's part of our humanity and our civilization.
But things are different now, he notes. Ai Weiwei says countries are working to stop the flow of people by preventing refugees from crossing borders. After a very difficult trip by sea and days of walking, many refugees from the Middle East made their way to northern Greece. But then they were stopped at the border with Macedonia.
Over 70 borders built up their fences and walls and forbidden any refugee to pass through. So by doing that, they really not only stopped the lifeline of those refugees to try to find a safe place, even just temporarily across the border and go to another location, but also put them in extremely dangerous condition.
In part of the film, a doctor examines a baby. He says it is a bad situation.
2 months old and born here, but he didn't have any vaccination, no showering facilities. The hygienic situation is very bad.
The documentary looks at the refugee crisis in some areas, as well as the personal stories of those suffering. Like one man who holds up photographs of family members who died at sea.
They all died at sea. His wife is buried here. His son is buried here. And his daughter, too. His son also drowned at sea. This is my brother, Saki Ahmed.
Human Flow shows large numbers of people fleeing wars, religious persecution, and environmental disasters. Ai Weiwei says we need to save those people from displacement. If we do not, he warns, generations will be born without identity or the possibility of a better life. He believes that will make them targets for extremists.
And those people, those child, when they grow up, they only see how their parents being badly treated, unfairly treated, the world watching but not doing anything. They say that, you know, people being killed, home being burned, you know, the drones throw the bombs and it kills, just blindly kill all the people. And what kind of image would remain in their mind?
The Chinese activist is critical of Europe and the United States for lacking empathy, leadership, and ideas about the refugee issue. He warns that if this does not change, no one's future will be safe. I'm Anne Ball.